Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
A new deal for Emre Can is just as important as a new signing by Leanne Prescott. Amid all the chaos of the transfer window, it's easy to forget Emre Can's current contract predicament. All the saga over potential deals for Virgil van Dijk and Mohamed Salah have taken the headlines, but the German remains at the forefront of Liverpool fans' minds. Playing a crucial role in seeing Liverpool over the line and into the top four this season, the lack of movement over his contract situation is becoming increasingly worrying. Joining from Bayer Leverkusen in 2014 for a fee of £9.75 million, Can represented a very low-risk buy for the club. A young prospect with all the hallmarks of a good player, Liverpool had someone with a good amount of experience to his name and all at a cut price. Now, with just 1 year left on his current deal and rumours of Juventus poking their noses around should no agreement be reached, sorting out the German's contract should be equally as important as securing quality signings this summer. It's been a rather anomalous season for Emre Can on the whole. The first half of the campaign saw him struggle to hit his usual heights, with his bullish figure proving to be a hindrance for Liverpool's free-flow style of play. An ongoing calf problem only exacerbated such issues, with Can earning a plentiful supply of criticism for his sloppy performances. That was a huge contrast to the last few months of the season, in which he rose above and beyond to propel Liverpool toward the Champions League. Two beautiful strikes, one against Burnley and the other being that sensational bicycle kick at Vicarage Road, which went on to win the Premier League goal of the season and Liverpool goal of the season. In Jordan Henderson's absence, the 23-year-old delivered some hugely significant moments for Jurgen Klopp's side, both in terms of points and his all-round game. He demonstrated why he can become an integral part of the Germans' future plans for next season and the years to come. Upgrading the squad is imperative this summer in order for Liverpool to compete both on a domestic and European front. Yet a new deal for Emre Can should hold equal importance. Working under Klopp's tutelage, Can will only continue to get better. His bullish frame and snide nature isn't comparable with any other player at the club, underlining the need to tie him down to a new deal. Henderson may be the preferred choice when the emphasis is very much on Liverpool to dictate the tempo and attack from the off, but Can's physical attributes proved incredibly handy for the top four run-in, and will do in the coming years. Even the potential acquisition of Red Bull Leipzig's Naby Keita shouldn't deter any negotiations with Can. It's going to be a long old season for Liverpool and everyone will need to play their part. Competition for places is only healthy. This season was evidence of that. Liverpool have a strong starting 11, but beyond that, their bench often looks bereft of quality and experience. That needs to change this summer. Adding to the current squad rather than stripping down the key cogs is essential. Now, it's important to note that Emre Can is by no means the finished product. He could work on shifting the ball faster to keep Liverpool ticking over while adding more goals to his game. It's clear he's got the quality to chip in when it counts, but he now needs to do so on a more consistent basis. However, what is known is that he has bags and bags of potential, and Liverpool would be naive beyond belief to let such talent slip through their fingers. Liverpool will be looking to make a step up next season, and keeping hold of Emre Can is just as paramount as any new signing that may line up at Anfield next season. Let's get it done. Soon. Emre Can is one of those players that divides Reds fans into camps, which I find quite detestable as a concept anyway, but people are going to have opinions, aren't they? So you can't really do much about it. For the record, I'm very much with Leanne on this one. I can't see any reason why anybody would be anything other than 100% in favour of keeping Emre Can, a tremendous footballer, around the club. Why would you be thinking about shedding quality footballers at a time like this when Liverpool are looking to build something? And Can's a player who's grown up a little bit at Liverpool. He's now been there for quite a while. He's quite steeped in it and should at this stage have a fair idea of what Klopp in particular wants from him. It makes absolutely zero sense to me to allow a player like that to go. I will never understand why people are always looking to find the negatives in young players. Surely, no matter how critical you're being, the positive sides of Emre Can's game far outweigh anything potentially negative about him. And it's interesting there that Leon picked out two phrases there. One she used a couple of times was his bullish figure, you know, the physique that Emre possesses, which is quite a bit different to what most of the players have. He is a real unit right there in the centre of the field. The other thing that she mentioned was, in a kind of almost throwaway fashion, was the snide nature of his personality. Now, whereas I'm sure Emre is a lovely fella, I think we all know what Leon means by that. Emery is the kind of guy who looks like he might just leave a foot in or be quite happy to let somebody feel the sharper part of his elbow if the occasion might call for it. And I don't know, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I think you can't have enough players like that in your team. And I think Liverpool, in recent years, have not had enough players like that in their team. You know, people who have that win-at-all-costs attitude, that's okay by me. So yeah, 100% agree with Leanne here. Let's get Emre signed up as soon as possible. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.